This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special.
Hello out there and welcome to... What's the name of this show?
So
what's your problem? What's your problem, young lady at the end of the studio? Okay, so this is the show. This is a weekly show where we have a team of experts and an amazing team we have tonight that are here to help you solve, resolve, gain insight into your problems. And let's get started right away. I'm going to turn to my right, to the very lovely, talented... Wait a minute, I got to go to my notes. I don't know what nice things to say.
Are you going to her first? Going to our guest first?
Well, what is it?
What?
I'm on his right.
On my right. She is a fitness instructor, nutrition, and all things health-related. Also... She is.
Gorgeous.
She is a model.
She's
a spokesperson,
gorgeous.
An actress, and a reporter. And since she doesn't have enough to do, and Alale, you may not know this about our gal, on weekends she works in the pit crew for a NASCAR team.
Yes.
And her expertise is changing tires. I'm kidding.
Sometimes
let's hear it for Kristen Harrell.
Thank you. Ooh. Stan, we've been off for a little while, and I've missed you, and I especially miss firing you.
Thank you.
So I'm hoping I get
Kristen
to fire you today.
Kristen fires me every week. Okay. And
then he gets hired again.
As I turn to the left, we have a very, very lovely lady with us. Aside from brilliant, she's quite attractive.
Oh, you're so stupid.
I just got a lawsuit for that. Can you even say someone's attractive, looks nice?
Of course, you can.
You can say it, right?
You'll get more points with me there.
Yeah, why not? What am I going to say?
Keep piling it on.
What am I going to make? Like, I didn't notice, you know, you have a nice figure.
We just
and
expect
all that?
Compliments all, okay.
All day long.
She's a criminal defense attorney, but we're going to get more into that and how. She really is a defender of the Constitution. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But Alale Cameron covers tax evasion. That's me. Conspiracy
tax
against Kristen. Motor vehicle crimes. I stole the hubcap. Motor vehicle crimes, real estate crimes, banking crimes, mail fraud. Wine fraud. Oh, that's wire fraud.
That's mail fraud, as in mail, like in the mail, not female and male fraud.
Oh, I thought it was committing fraud against a man. Okay. Healthcare fraud, theft crimes, forgeries, mortgage crimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm all for healthcare fraud.
When I first bought my first home, the mortgages were a crime. Not anymore. Good rates. Okay. And as far as violent crimes, drug trafficking crimes, Kristen, money laundering. I want to get into that because, you know, a lot of people don't know because some of our listeners, they're smart but aren't that brilliant because a guy once sent an email and said that he left some money in his jeans while he was laundering them.
He wants to
know if that's money laundering. Anyway, human trafficking. I've been trying to sell Kristen, but I can't get a bite. Okay. Rapes and other sex crimes. No, this is like a Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, let me tell you, my wife, it's always a crime when I have sex with her. It's a sex crime. Murders. Okay, we're getting into the lightweight stuff. Robbery, larceny, assault and battery, DUI, drunk driving, domestic violence, homicide, manslaughter, and kidnapping. She is the amazing Alale Cameron. And let's hear it for our criminal defense attorney, Alale Cameron. Yay! You hear the hundreds of people.
I do.
There's millions of people. So first, Kristen.
Yes.
Anything before I get to, we get to our guest expert? Anything you want to share? It's been, we've been on hiatus. Hiatus a couple of weeks, and anything interesting happened?
Oh, I have something stupid and interesting. Would you like to hear it?
Well, that's what we expect.
Has anybody shopped for bananas at Whole Foods? It's awful.
Oh, what's the problem?
Whole Foods has the worst bananas.
Oh, really? We're going
to
get sued.
The worst bananas.
What's wrong with the bananas?
I'm so tired of having to go to 3 different grocery stores to get what I need.
Oh, really?
I got to go to one store for bananas. I got to go to Trader Joe's to get the cheaper things there. It's just four places.
Why don't you?
Really annoying.
You know, I have to say this. My mother, may she rest in peace, when she first met my wife, I don't blame my wife. I'm the same way. I go to a store. I'm not looking at price. You know, I need tuna fish.
Right.
But, you know, like you say, because you're into produce, you're healthy.
Yeah.
So what happened was my mother had just met, well, they didn't know each other too well, let's say. And, mm-hmm. you know, my mother is a mother-in-law, right? So they go marketing together. And my mother comes home, you know, the troublemaker. She says, Stan, I want to come here a minute. Because, you know, my ex-wife is in the other room. And she goes with her New York accent, I never met anyone that never even looks at a price.
It sounds like my
something.
Mother.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
I go, but what do you want to do, Mom? Buy milk here and go across the street for
tuna fish? Yes, you're wasting it for...
Are you out of your mind?
You're spending your money on gas.
Are you nuts? All right.
You get
what
I'm saying.
Why don't you just have it delivered?
I do have some things delivered. However, my bananas are immediate need.
Oh.
Because it's a pre-workout snack.
She's a health nut.
Oh.
So, Alale,
yes.
Tell us, you know what? Tell us about yourself.
I'm fabulous. Just...
We're Instagramming. Can I want to hold that while you do it?
No, it's okay. I'm filming you right now.
But I want you to film you.
Then I turn the camera.
Oh, okay, good. So. All right. So tell us seriously. I'd like to hear about your background, how you got interested in the law, or tell us a fun story when you were a child, or you know, family life, whatever. Let us hear it.
All right. So I'm a criminal defense attorney.
Right.
And I practice on the state and federal level.
Okay.
And just like you enumerated, any type of crimes that is being prosecuted, that's what I defend.
Okay.
I have been admitted to the Eastern District of Michigan, which is the latest federal district.
So this is federal?
Federal, okay. Not state.
So you don't need to pass a bar to prosecute on the federal level or to defend on the federal level?
On the federal level, because the law is the same and it's just different circuits.
Yeah.
Once you're admitted in one, then you can apply for admission in other states. So I've done cases in New York. I did a huge Chinese money laundering.
And oh, really?
1,000 kilograms of marijuana and fake cigarettes, 24 million.
Can you tell us a little?
Fake cigarettes? What are fake cigarettes?
Well, it's not actually fake cigarettes. It's cigarettes that are untaxed.
Oh,
so, and actually Preet Bharara at the time was the U.S. attorney,
Bogus, you know. Like,
but there's still tobacco in them.
Yeah, they're cigarettes, but they're not, the brand is phony.
Right, okay. Gotcha.
So then Preet
Bharara. It's like a knockoff.
Who knew?
It's like when you have a Gucci bag, you know. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
No, but
it's a knockoff.
But can you tell us a little bit about the money laundering case? It's settled?
It's done with. It was a 37 defendants.
How were they laundering the money?
How were they laundering?
I mean, they had illegal
very
money.
Very carefully.
No, I hear what you're saying. But I mean, were they using offshore companies or investing in other, other companies in the States? Or?
So, okay. You know, money laundering, let me actually turn the camera around so I can look at myself.
Please.
Money laundering is the transfer of illegal proceeds.
Right.
From one banking institution, from one financial institution to another.
Mm-hmm.
Money laundering, the crimes have evolved lately so that you have in-kind laundry as well. So what happens, money laundering as well. So what happens is that you take money, which is illegal, you turn that money into goods,
mm-hmm.
then you transfer the goods,
right.
knowing
yeah, right.
full well that the right. goods was purchased.
And that's
and
how
obtained,
you clean the money.
And that's how you clean
that's
the money.
That's how you launder the money.
Many of financial crimes on the federal level have a money laundering counterpart to them, because the crime itself, if it generates any proceeds, those proceeds the government can seize under the 1956 statutes. So we had those. I had a case in North Carolina that was also illegal cigarettes. I also had this like 20 kilos of opium in Texas.
Wow.
So and then I do a lot of seizures and forfeitures, which is monies that are seized.
Yeah.
From people, whether they're driving down the street, whether they're the house, they're bust into the house and they find a load of cash.
So you're defending those people.
I defend the people and I try to get the money released from the government.
Okay. So like the, wow. So how do they come to you? How do they find you? For the
very eagerly,
prison?
Very excitedly.
Yeah, sure. They go, get Alale.
I get a lot of clients from other attorneys.
Oh, okay.
I've been in business.
So you're known
years.
As a federal.
Yeah, a federal.
Defense. Right. Defender of federal crimes.
Correct.
Defending people of federal crimes.
I've been doing this for 25 years.
Yeah, okay.
So they ask.
Did you, where did you go to law school overseas?
No. I grew up here.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in Fresno of all the places to grow up in Fresno,
yeah,
California.
Yeah. I'm a
small town girl.
Yeah,
you
Fresno.
Know, we did the rodeo in Columbus.
Yeah, you're like a very typical Fresno
gal. I'm a very American immigrant.
I could see that right away. You're typical, rodeo.
And I am.
Who has? Okay, Bakersfield is the one that has the Basque food.
Basque food?
Yeah, Basque food.
Actually, it's a lot of places.
But Basque is a region in Spain.
Yes, uh-huh. I'm aware of
and
what it is.
And they play highlay.
There's a big Basque population in Idaho, too, believe it or not.
All right, we're getting the sign from Wayman that we are coming up against the break. And as I said, how he got his name was, he was hanging out with some friends, and he said, let's go see this movie. And they went, no way, man. And he got the name Wayman. Okay.
It's just going to get a laugh every time.
You're listening to...
To me.
So what's your problem? And this is the Alale Cameron Show. And I'm Stan Katzer, along for the ride with Kristen Harrell.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Did your property get a notice to comply with the soft story earthquake retrofit ordinance? Don't fear. Get Zenith Engineers on your side. At Zenith Engineers, they take care of all your soft story engineering requirements. Their team has submitted hundreds of soft story permit applications in 2017 with a success rate of 100%. The cost to hire an engineer is a fraction of what you'll spend on a contractor. So call Zenith Engineers today, 213-344-6959, or ZenithEngineers.com. Use reference code KABC to get a $450 discount on your design fee.
Eat clean and live lean with Zero Effort Nutrition. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Do you want to lose those extra pounds in 2018? Zen Foods, LA's best diet delivery, can help. Zen Foods delivers breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack, and a dessert directly to your home daily. All meals are balanced and portion controlled, so you can look great and feel even better. These delicious meals are created with the finest ingredients and an abundance of anti-aging superfoods. You can even design your own menu and pick from over 50 delicious meals every day. All you need to do is eat and lose weight. Clients have lost up to 90 pounds with delicious meals like chicken parmesan, filet mignon, and Zen's signature gluten-free desserts. Try 7 days and get $50 off with promo code KABC7, or treat yourself to a 31-day plan and get $200 off with promo code KABC31. Call 888-883-3530 or go to zenfoods.com. That's 888-883-3530.
Talk Radio
77790 KABC.
Is this nice and easy?
Trying to class it
Frankie.
Up. Class this place up.
It's Frank. Alale Cameron asked for some Frank Sinatra. When I'm all day low and the world is cold, I am feeling low just thinking of you, Kristen Harrod. and Alale.
Thank you, Stan.
Hello, it's Stan Katzer with Kristen Harold and the amazing criminal defense attorney.
I also want to wish you a happy belated birthday, Stan.
Yeah, thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
It.
We're going out to 40, celebrate this week, right?
46 this year.
You're younger than me. That's amazing.
I'm younger than springtime. That's a song. Anyway, let's take a call. We have a caller. Okay. Hello. Is there a caller on the line? To whom am I speaking? Hello, caller.
Yeah. I'm the caller. I'm Lionel. How you doing?
Hey, Lionel. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, Lionel. Thank you very much. Lionel. What? Lionel.
Yeah,
Lionel. Yeah. Hi, Kristen's telling me to talk faster or something. Hey, Lionel, how you doing? It's nice to have you on the phone. So what's going on? You ever listened to the show before? Great.
So
what's your question, Lionel? What would you like to discuss? Please, bring it on.
I want to discuss about revenge porn and about, you know, how these things, like, nobody is, like, taking care of that, really.
Right.
And how many people are just, you know, like, how many victims we have in the United States. And basically, there's no one. We are just, you know, backing them up.
You know what? I don't want to interrupt you, Lionel, because I want to talk about this. Because Alale, our criminal defense attorney, this is one of the topics she wants to talk about. So please go. So first of all, explain to our audience, our listeners, what is? I mean, we have an idea of revenge porn.
Revenge porn. So what is it?
Let me explain. Legally speaking, what revenge porn is.
Are you listening, Lionel? This is our attorney. Go ahead.
Are you there, Lionel?
Okay.
So Lionel, I'm going to, for the record, I'm going to explain what revenge porn is in the state of California. And then why don't we let you ask the question? Because I do want the listeners to understand when we're talking about revenge porn, it's not that porn was ugly. I mean, I want them to understand what we're talking about.
Right. Somebody sent me some lousy porn.
Right.
Because they hated me.
The porn was bad.
Yeah, the porn was bad.
The porn was bad.
This porn sucked. I hate you.
That's not what we mean by revenge porn. The California Penal Code was amended a few years ago when you have an image of the intimate body part of another identifiable person, or an image of that person engaged in sexual intercourse, and sexual intercourse obviously includes sodomy, oral copulation, or even masturbation, and you intentionally distribute that image when there was an understanding between you and the person that the image would remain private, and this is what's important, that knowing that distribution will cause emotional harm to the person. That's the difficult part to prove. Then that becomes revenge porn. Maximum is 6 months jail. It's only a misdemeanor. They are prosecuted, but not as often as they should be prosecuted.
Right.
So you are right. There's a lot of victims out there that are really not getting their day in court because, you know, otherwise the police departments, that's all they would be doing.
Lionel, why does this interest you?
Why is it interesting? Yeah. Because I would explain. It's like I create a company which name is Face Pinpoint, and we using face recognition to retrieve any intimate content that was illegally published online.
So explain to me, what do you mean to retrieve information? How does it do that?
It's not information, it's face. It's like you upload your face, and we search over the database, and if you are somewhere in that database, then they're going to pop up because your biometric is going to pop up. So this is what we're doing. I mean, our search engine is looking over porn websites and taking over faces that was there. And you just have, you know, to use face recognition to retrieve any sexy selfie that was negative upload.
So let's say I have a problem. Somebody, you know, caught me as I usually do in the afternoons, masturbating.
No, Stan.
That's supposed to get a laugh.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Stan, that's going to get a...
Anyway.
Ow.
All right, let's move forward. No, all kidding aside.
I'm judging. It's okay.
No, but you have I have a picture on that I don't like. So you take... Yeah. What do you... You take a picture of my face and run it through? How does that work?
Does it crawl the internet looking for pictures, any picture of me, or pictures of me in certain positions?
Only naked picture. So this is what we're looking for. So basically, how is it working? It's like you just have to upload a picture of you, which is clearly shows your face, And after that, we're taking points around your face and we compare that to the database. So yes, we got a crawler, this crawler going over the web, and it's very easy. It's just 3 steps to get your privacy back.
Right. But how do you now get it? How does it come down? In other words, if
how you take it down? Okay. So first you have to find it. Right. After you find it, then you need to, depending on when the website is located, you need to fill a DMCA. Then if the DMCA is not working, then you need to work with like a network of lawyers, in order to remove the content. And that's a long story. And
yeah,
this
that's
is also
not easy.
Why,
so are you guys working with any law enforcement agencies? Have you provided this program?
Well, actually, I got an appointment in 1 hour. I mean, I cannot tell you more than that, but I got an appointment with another web law enforcement.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Okay.
And,
so I guess.
And we also, I mean, I want also to talk about something. It's like the court order. Sometimes, I mean, most of the time, it's taking too much time, actually. Which means that during that time, your content is still online. And because we need this content online to, you know, start the full process and, you know, request for the website to get the IP address of the uploader and so on, then the other website just, you know, picking up those content and start to spread it over the internet. So I want also to find a way to be able to, you know, make this process very fast. And this is why we will work with law enforcement for sure. You know, it's like that's the big issue. Yeah.
But now, usually, I would imagine that the person needs to find the picture of themselves and then bring it to law enforcement.
Well,
is that how it would work?
So how is it working? It's like, the first thing is, let's say that you exchange a sexy selfie or like a nude or something.
Right.
If you did it, first, it's like you own the copyright because you did it, okay? Now, the question is, you don't know where you're located online, so you need the kind of like a search engine to find you. Now, the issue is also sometimes that you don't know if you're online somewhere because someone took a picture of you without your consent. You don't even know that you were sleeping or so on.
Right.
I can push a little bit more. I mean, this is what happened also to Miss Teen USA. She was like a hacker, was able to remotely open, you know, and record her over a webcam. And during 1 year, like, she was like, someone was spying on her in her bedroom, you know, and was recording and trying to make some sextortion. Okay. So I don't know if you can explain what is sextortion to the public.
Right. Let me ask Alale a question.
Go ahead.
So somebody comes to you, Alale, and shows you a photo on the internet.
Okay.
And they're naked or they're performing something.
Okay.
What do you do as an attorney for that person?
Okay. So tell me what the issue is.
Okay. The issue is a fella just broke up with his girlfriend, and she broke up with him. He's really upset. He's freaking out, and he has some, you know, quote unquote, sexy pictures,
yes,
of the gal, and he's putting them on the internet now.
So the gal comes to you.
He's angry.
Okay.
So now what happens?
Comes to
okay.
You.
So are we?
So Lionel software.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Finds the victim. So So now we want to know what she does.
Okay,
right.
So there's two sides to this revenge porn.
Yeah.
And here, let me come here. Oh, okay, so there's two sides to this revenge porn. We have the victim side where, let's say, the woman... Actually, let's flip it.
Let's flip it.
Let's make the victim a man. Why don't we make that
why not?
More interesting?
Let's.
You know,
let's
we have
it.
Private
actually,
parts
have,
also.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say... it's a woman and a man
right.
who are having an intimate relationship,
right.
and as part of their relationship, they decided to install cameras in their bedroom.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And, you know, they taped themselves.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. having sex.
The usual. Yeah.
Right. And they broke up.
Yeah.
And she now has taken those videos, which are really not even or good or bad or whatever,
yeah.
and has disseminated over the internet.
Wow.
Okay, so that's the question, right?
Yeah,
where are we
course.
Going with this? Okay. The guy is the victim, right?
Okay. Yeah.
The guy is the victim.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things he can do. There's the state law, civil. There's federal law, civil. And then there's the criminal laws.
Criminal.
Because if a police department decides to prosecute the case and they can prove the elements, at least in California, if they can prove the elements of revenge
right.
porn, and it can be identifiable that it is she who uploaded it. Because remember...
Yeah.
You
have to prove what
I can upload off of a DNS that cannot be identifiable. Who's going to be able to say that it
True.
Was me? So the IP address has to come back to me. The problem with internet crimes and posting stuff on the internet is that you got to be able to link the person who posted it with the posting site and the IP address.
Yeah,
and a lot
yeah.
of times when the yeah. IP addresses are
yeah.
masked,
yeah.
it's rather difficult. I mean, you know who did it.
Yeah.
But prove it in court. The proof becomes
correct.
The government needs to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
It's another form of he said, she said, she said, he said.
But you know, in criminal, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt mm-hmm. that it's me who did it.
Yeah.
In civil, it's preponderance.
More than 50,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, more than 50. So a lot of times, go ahead.
Most of the time when they're uploading that kind of stuff, they're kind of proud to do it. So basically, they're not trying to hide. And
that's a good point.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, when they're hiding the IP address, it's very tough to find them. But I do believe that we need to be very, very strong with them, and we need to punish them very bad. Because if we can do this, then I do believe that it's going to stop, because they're going to understand that this is something yeah. that doesn't have to be done. It's like, for example, when you're downloading a movie, I mean, it's like peer-to-peer. Oh, yeah, it's okay, I'm downloading a movie. I mean, you know, it's legal, but you're still doing it.
You know, I don't know that it's because the revenge porn cases that we've seen, that we've
yes.
come across, a lot of sometimes you know it's who did it. It's just a question
That's
of
true.
Proving it, because
you
the IP addresses are masked. And
correct, but they got
so it's
they
not
got,
easy to prove.
In the cell phone, they got in a computer. So if we can have like a court order, we can maybe get inside, do some forensics. You know, with the computer, we can find a lot.
All right.
But that's tough. You're totally right. You know, that's an issue.
How severe a crime is this, though?
In the state of California?
Yeah, in the state of California.
In the state of California, it's a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor.
Maximum, it's 6 months.
Yeah, so how much time is a lawyer going to spend on it anyway?
Well, it depends how much you're going to pay
case.
Me.
Well, but what Lionel's doing is helping the victim, so the victim can help themselves a little bit too, right, Lionel?
Well, you said something wrong. I mean, how are they going to pay you? And that's the issue. It's like most of the time it costs a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
And people that just are in a very bad position.
Yeah.
First,
literally in a bad position.
You know what? You know what? We're coming up against the break.
Let Lionel tell us his website.
All right, Lionel, please give us your information, and we're going to have to go to a break. How do we find you?
FacePinpoint.com. Very easy.
FacePinpoint.com.
FacePinpoint.com.
All right.
All right, listeners.
Exactly. Have a look.
Seriously, if you have a concern, check it out. Sounds like an interesting business. All right, Lyle, thanks
a lot.
Are there a lot of dirty pictures of you around?
Oh God!
You better hide. You sound like a ladies' man.
No, I got a software to remove them and to find it, but it's okay.
All right, no problem. Hey, Lionel.
Thank you, Lionel, so much.
Listen to the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
All right, take care. We're going to a break. And you're listening to So What's Your Problem? It's a weekly radio program where we have experts here to help you solve your problem. And we have the magnificent Alale Cameron. I like to just call her Alale. And we have Kristen Harold and myself, Stan Katzer. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. According to a news videographer at the scene, a man may have died while being taken into custody by sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles. It happened around 4:30 Saturday afternoon along 176th Street East. Sheriff's homicide detectives spent the day in Lake Los Angeles investigating the death. That's all the information they've released. A 26-year-old motorcyclist was killed in a crash early Saturday morning on the southbound 110 Harbor Freeway in South L.A. The crash happened just after 2 in the morning, just north of MLK Jr. Boulevard. It took 65 firefighters a little over 30 minutes to stop a greater alarm fire in Sun Valley on Saturday afternoon. It happened around 1:30 in a 50-by-50-yard pile of recyclables on Saticoy Street. And a water main break left some Torrance businesses without water for a time on Saturday. It was reported around 10:30 in the morning along 213th Street. KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, mostly clear, low 55, sunny 81 on Sunday. Right now, it's 60 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Tony Gatliff here, host of Military Resource Radio, the only show that enlightens our audience regarding military-related resources. We also discuss real estate, mortgages, current events, and a little bit of everything. Military Resource Radio, Sundays at 5 a.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Did your property get a notice to comply with the soft story earthquake retrofit ordinance? Don't fear. Get Zenith Engineers on your side. At Zenith Engineers, they take care of all your soft story engineering requirements. Their team has submitted hundreds of soft story permit applications in 2017 with a success rate of 100%. The cost to hire an engineer is a fraction of what you'll spend on a contractor. So call Zenith Engineers today, 213-344-6959, or at zenithengineers.com. Use reference code KABC to get a $450 discount on your design fee.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. If it's Doolin's on Crenshaw, it's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And now, the end is near.
What's up?
And so I face
the final
curtain.
Curtain stand.
My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case.
For which I'm certain.
I've lived. All right, people want to listen to Frank Sinatra. Okay, anyway, welcome back to So What's Your Problem? You're listening to the weekly radio program. And my name is Stan Katzer, your host, and your co-host is here, too. She's Kristen Harold, bright as can be, and the lovely, beautiful, talented attorney, and a very smart gal. I mean, she's all over the country handling federal cases and civil cases.
She is fascinating.
She's a fascinating woman. And she has an ebullient, effusive... Ebullient, effusive personality.
It is what I like about you, Stan. Your vocabulary is
beautiful. Your vocabulary is just
actually
magnificent.
Trump learned everything from me.
Oh.
I said, hey, listen, Donald.
If he learned anything from you, he's smarter.
It's fantastic. It's amazing. It's going to be great.
Bigly.
It's amazing.
Bigly.
Okay, I think we have a caller. To whom am I speaking?
Peter.
Hey, Peter, how are you? We're glad we got you back. We're sorry another call came in or whatever. Okay, so
yeah,
I
didn't have any money to launder, so...
See, I brought that around.
All right, at least you listened to that.
Yeah.
Did you leave money in your jeans?
I don't have any money for
Londa. Okay.
I don't have any money. That's my problem.
I know. I recognize you. You've listened to the show before. So you know our beautiful Kristen Harold, who's very talented, is with us.
Yes, I do.
And we have Alale. Tommy, you love that name, right? Alale.
He's going to get you a lot of points,
Peter,
if you say Peter,
you like that name?
Thank you.
No, do you like the name Alale? Let's say Alale.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah, let's say Alale was a single woman, and you're a single man. Well, even if you're not, what the hell?
Oh my God.
You're bored with your marriages. I say, I'd like to fix you up with this gal. Her name is Alala.
All right, Peter. So what's your problem?
Yeah.
Okay, Peter, what's your question?
Talk to Kristen. Take over, Kristen.
Yes. Okay.
So, Peter.
It really pertains to, like, a DUI question about being pulled over.
All right.
Yes.
What happened?
And so I was given a field sobriety test, but the reality is that I'd had a couple of beers, but I'd had them like 2 hours prior, and I wasn't quite sure what the response should have been to the officer.
That's a fantastic question.
She likes your question.
I love your question.
Okay.
So
she loves you.
Let me talk to me then. So let's talk about what happens when you're pulled over for a DUI. What should you do or what should you not do, and how should you answer the questions? Like, I think that's your question, correct?
Except that you phrased it much, much better than I did.
Wow.
You know, she does this for a living. I do this for a living.
This is her life. She's in front of judges.
Let's start with this, Peter. Let's start with the fact that anytime you're a suspect in any kind of criminal proceedings, you have the right to remain silent. It's also known as STFU, which are words that I cannot say on the air. And okay. I tell all my clients.
Shut up, NFU.
STFU. No. Basically means do not talk and do not say any more than is necessary, because it is the government's duty and obligation to prove the case against you. So every time you open your mouth and say something or do something that they can use against you, they will do that. So when you get pulled over and they ask you for your driver's license, you give your driver's license and your proof of insurance. When he starts asking you, have you been drinking? You say, I'd rather not answer that question, officer. Mm. When he asks you to step out of the car, you step out of the car. You oblige the officer. You listen to him. You obey all his orders. You don't say, no, I'm not going to get out of the car, because he's going to drag your ass out of the car. But when he comes out of the car, when you come out of the car and he asks you to perform the FSDs, the field sobriety test, you tell the officer, I would like not to perform the sobriety tests. He will tell you that you have to blow in his little machine on the side of the road. Do not blow in the machine on the side of the road. Ask to be taken to the station and to blow in the machine at the station. Because remember, when they give you your driver's license as part of your agreement for that privilege to drive, you agreed to submit to these tests, but only at the station. When you do it on the side of the road, basically you've given the officers two readings of your blood alcohol level. So that when we get to the station, if your blood alcohol level is coming down, for example, on the side of the road you were, and you were a 0.0, let's say,
0.9.
No, I want to say 8.3. Oh. And at the station you are a 0.79. The argument is going to be by backward extrapolation, you were higher than a 0.08 when you were arrested. But if there's no, there's nothing blown on the side of the road, and when we get to the station, they cannot argue, it's going to be hard for them to argue whether you're on the rise or on the decline, specifically if you haven't answered any questions such as, how many drinks did you have? What did you eat? How long have you, you know, so all those questions are questions that they need to ask in order to be able to do what's known as retrograde extrapolation. Do not give them the information so that the retrograde extrapolation cannot be done. Furthermore, personally, I like blood tests because blood tests are far more accurate. And if there's any kind of fermentation, we'll be able to read that in the chromatographs. So I hope I've answered your questions. The standard procedure is not.
Okay. Peter. I respectfully decline.
Thank you, officer.
But how about if you absolutely... Okay. But hang in there, Peter. Don't hang up
yet. Hang in there.
How about if you actually haven't had a drink? Is it so terrible to just say no, and chances are the cop will let you go?
Well, it becomes a refusal if you say no. No. You don't want to refuse.
No, if he says, have you been drinking, I say no.
Well, I don't want you. The thing is, you have the right to remain silent. Whether you deny or you admit, as soon as you open your mouth and you talk, basically you have somewhat made a statement.
Okay.
I don't want you guys to make a statement.
Okay.
Don't put me in a position when I'm going through the police report and I have to defend the case to have to defend your words.
Okay.
I want to defend the case and the evidence and what took place on the streets. I don't want to have to, not the narrative of my client.
Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know. I didn't.
Don't talk.
Peter, this is a... You know what STFU means, right? You know what, Peter, you know what STFU...
Yes,
let me ask you a question, because we are having a... This is serious. We're having a really good conversation. We had a caller before you, and Alale wanted to discuss this also. There's something going on, and I'm going to tell you the terminology. You tell me what we're talking about.
Oh, we're talking about revenge porn again?
Revenge porn.
You know what that is, Peter?
What do you say that is, Peter? What's your guess? Revenge porn.
And it's not ugly, bad porn. It's not really bad porn, okay? It could be. Depends on what we're looking at.
No, what do you think revenge porn... What do you think revenge porn is? All right, ding. Okay, Alale, tell him.
No, basically revenge porn is when somebody posts somebody else's naked pictures engage in sexual intercourse or, you know, body parts or whatever on the internet. And these pictures were taken between them and they were meant to remain private and knowing that the person is going to get totally stressed out. For example, if I agree to engage in sexual conduct with somebody and we agree to take some pictures and I'm okay with you posting it and you post it, that doesn't become revenge porn. Revenge porn comes in when I did not agree to the posting and those pictures were meant to be private.
Yeah, let's say, Peter, you have a girlfriend, yeah, hypothetically, and you broke up with her and she's really furious at you. And it has to be, you know, there happens to be some photos, videos, etc. between the two of you that are kind of salacious and libidinous. And
there's another big word.
Peter has a good vocabulary. Anyway, so Peter, you know what I mean. And now she posts that of you on the internet. So there's revenge porn. Okay. You know, like you're showing your private parts.
And retribution.
Peter, we knew another Peter, right? For him to see his private part, he had to use a magnifying glass.
Oh my God.
That's another
Stop
Peter.
The man.
All right, Peter.
I don't want to go there.
Did they help you with that DUI question?
Yeah, there was it was a great idea.
Okay. All right, Pete.
I like it.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Great show.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Peter.
Well, continuing this discussion, I think, you know, parents out there really have to talk to their kids about what is, I mean, I'm really curious.
How about
what
adults do this stuff?
No, but teach them from a younger age, like everything. But I'm just saying, I wonder what the percentage is of younger kids versus adults that this is happening.
Posting sexual pictures of their body. You know, our concept that we grew up, our generation grew up with issues of privacy. And what we consider to be private is very different than the teenagers.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, the idea, the sex, sexual relationships and hookups are much different than they were when we were growing up.
Yeah.
So there's a much more liberal.
Totally. Especially with social media, texting and all that stuff.
But yeah. I think what's going on is that a lot of
people... Show me your breasts. No, go ahead. I'm
kidding. You know, they have no problem doing that.
They have no problem posting it.
I don't think they realize
that could get them in
posting or sending pictures of yourself, actually, when you're under the age of 18, is actually child pornography.
Yes.
But that's a whole... We're going into a whole different section. We're going to federal crimes.
But that's kind of fast. Yeah, that is...
You know...
Look at Anthony Weiner in New York. He's in jail.
Well, Weiner wasn't. Was it child pornography with him?
He was texting a younger
gal. No, he was sexting. Oh, yeah.
He was sexting, but it wasn't child
But again,
pornography.
The Anthony Weiner thing goes along with, you know, sort of this Louis C.K. and Harvey Weinstein. Why are you masturbating or sending pictures when you're an adult? What is going through your head you are doing this?
That's, you know, Dr. Drew is right across the hall. That's a good
question.
Let's bring Dr. Drew in. Hey, Doc. Like a wave. To him. Hey, Dr.
No, I mean, why? No, well, you're an adult and you're supposed to. I just don't understand.
Because there's a pathology going on that people
just
are nuts.
Drop your pants and you're masturbating
people
and sending pictures.
Nuts.
What is wrong with people?
They have a need to do it. You know, it's like Peter with the question about the DUI. You know what? Don't drink.
I agree.
Who needs the aggravation to have to say, I'd rather not say anything, you know, with the cop and the side of the road and the same thing with this. Don't take these pictures if there's someone you don't trust emphatically just for each other and then erase them.
Or you have no idea what a person's emotional status is going to be if you break up. They could go completely crazy.
Absolutely.
And that's when you're in trouble.
Hey, how about this?
What, Stan?
You show the... Here it is, Kristen.
Okay, Stan.
You show the new girlfriend the pictures of you with, you know... With the old girl, you know, that kind of thing could really get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Here's some pictures you might want to see. There's the old joke. A guy's playing baseball, and he gets a hit. He's on first base. And he says to the first baseman, you got any naked pictures of your wife? He goes, no. And the guy says, I do. You want to see them? All right. So do we have anything more to add about I think we're up against a break.
Tens
wow, we are flying by.
Unlimited.
It's insane what's going on here.
Time flies when you're talking about revenge porn.
Okay, you're with Kristen Harrell, the revenge porn artist. And she's a delight, and the other delight. By the way, we're hiring you as a regular on the show. Just so I get to say a la lay.
A la lay.
Okay, Cameron. And Stan Katz. So Talk Radio 790 KABC. Come back on the other side. We got about 15 minutes left to go.
trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Did your property get a notice to comply with the soft story earthquake retrofit ordinance? Don't fear. Get Zenith Engineers on your side. At Zenith Engineers, they take care of all your soft story engineering requirements. Their team has submitted hundreds of soft story permit applications in 2017 with a success rate of 100%. The cost to hire an engineer is a fraction of what you'll spend on a contractor. So call Zenith Engineers today, 213-344-6959, or ZenithEngineers.com. Use reference code KABC to get a $450 discount on your design fee.
Eat clean and live lean with zero effort nutrition. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Do you want to lose those extra pounds in 2018? Zen Foods, LA's best diet delivery, can help. Zen Foods delivers breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack, and a dessert directly to your home daily. All meals are balanced and portion controlled, so you can look great and feel even better. These delicious meals are created with the finest ingredients and an abundance of anti-aging superfoods. You can even design your own menu and pick from over 50 delicious meals every day. All you need to do is eat and lose weight. Clients have lost up to 90 pounds with delicious meals like chicken parmesan, filet mignon, and Zen's signature gluten-free desserts. Try 7 days and get $50 off with promo code KABC7, or treat yourself to a 31-day plan and get $200 off with promo code KABC31. Call 888-883-3530 or go to zenfoods.com. That's 888-883-3530.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Communists don't like honest priests and ministers. They don't like religion. Very similar to modern-day liberals.
Be a part of the conversation with Sam Nation. Weeknights at 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
We should go, don't you think?
To Bombay?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Bombay, India.
Let's just go.
Bombay. What the hell?
I'll look into flights right
let's
now.
Let's get a flight. Stop fooling around. Okay, so we listen to Frank Sinatra. And in studio, I'm Stan Katzer, your host of So What's Your Problem? We have the amazing, talented, gifted Kristen Harold sitting in as co-host. And our guest expert is the fabulous, talented, beautiful, classy, sexy, insane, fun, insane, and brilliant attorney, Alale Cameron. Hi, Alale.
Hello, Stan.
I want to ask you a question. Hi. You know, something I think about. I know you've been practicing a little, a while, and I'm looking at your bio. You've handled some very serious cases.
I have.
And let's be honest, I know everybody's innocent to a defense attorney. But how do you feel if you have to come across some people that, I don't want to say the dregs of society.
But they are the dregs somewhat, of the society as well.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that? You know, let's say that somebody has a rap sheet.
Uh-huh.
So they've done some bad stuff.
Right.
And now they did something else bad, and that's why you're defending them.
Let's say we're talking about the worst of the murderers, right?
Wow.
Okay, let's talk about that.
A bad murder.
Let's talk about somebody who raped and killed.
Oh, that's bad.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's bad.
So let's talk about that. And let's talk about how do I, as a defense attorney, how do I defend that person?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with the premise that our system considers everyone to be innocent before they're guilty.
Correct.
And let's agree that this is the cornerstone of our democracy. Let us agree that this is the basis of our Constitution, the right to have a fair trial. And the Magna Carta comes from that. Everything that we're founded is based on the right to have a fair trial the right to have a jury of your peers, the right to have the government prove the offense against you.
Was the Magna Carta written in 1513?
1400 something, 15 something. 15, yeah, 13. Don't ask me history. I'm not a history major.
I know, but I want to throw that in so the listeners don't think I'm a complete idiot.
Right. Well,
right,
no one thinks you're
complete. All right, thank you, dear. All right, so anyway, Magna Carta.
So basically, everybody deserves a defense because we want to make sure that we keep the government in check, because we want to make sure that we keep the dirty cops from contaminating the rest of the cops. We want to make sure that you don't have an overzealous prosecutor who keeps evidence of innocence and tries to convict at any price just so that they can have another notch in their belt. So effectively, I'm not really a criminal defense attorney. I am a constitutional attorney. I defend the Constitution. The Constitution is my client.
Okay.
The defendant is the mechanism through which I stand up for the Constitution.
Hmm.
I make sure that the government's overreach is limited to what is only allowed by the law and by the cases.
Am I allowed to ask you, what was the most egregious...
Let's talk about a case that's been going on, that's been in the news. Can you talk about the Blake Libel case at all?
But let me just finish this one question. What is the most egregious malfeasance committed against the Constitution in a case you worked where it was blatant that the cops planted evidence or there was so much bias or reasons for a mistrial? Did you have any of those?
I've had, but, I don't want to get into the specifics of a specific case,
okay.
But I think your question is, have I come across cases where the officer planted evidence? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Have I come across cases where we ran motions and we realized that the officer had complaints against him by others who had also claimed that he had planted evidence?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Have I come across officers who they themselves had had criminal cases and the district attorney's office had failed to tell us or told us very late
sure.
in the game?
Right.
Yes. Are all cops dirty? Absolutely not.
Of course.
Are all prosecutors dirty? Absolutely not. But it's the very few, and these very few have kind of become a little bit more over the last few years. It's the very few that destroy the system for the rest.
Yeah.
So we need to be vigilant against that. So will I defend that really nasty child rapist murderer? It's not like he's going to walk in the street.
Yeah.
I just make sure through my dedicated defense that if he is convicted, he is convicted under the letter of the law and not like some third world country in a kangaroo court,
right.
Just because somebody deemed him to be guilty.
Of course. Okay. Kristen, we have a couple minutes left. I think you had a question.
Can you talk about the Blake Libel case at all? It's been in the news lately. Maybe not. I don't know.
I can talk about the Blake Libel case only to the extent that it is and has been in the news.
And maybe we should tell our listeners what it is, what the case is.
The Blake Libel case is an ongoing criminal case within the court system. Mr. Libel was arrested and charged with the murder mayhem, of his girlfriend, and the allegations that have been showing up in the news and have been written about through different newspapers and different reporters is that he scalped her and drained the blood.
Ugh.
And
God.
Yeah. It is being described in the media as one of the most heinous crimes of Los Angeles's history. Yes, I was, and that's how my name pops up when Blake's name pops up, is that I was part of the original defense team.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, wow.
I was part of the original defense team when he was arrested for the first several months before there were other types of legal proceedings that took place, and eventually I did what I needed to do and what I was hired to do for that specific portion of the case.
All right, so let me get this out there. And make sure you get this down, put it in your smartphone, or it's pretty easy just to put in your brain. Alale Cameron, ALALEHKAMRAN.com. It's as easy as that. AlaleCameron.com. You could go straight to her website. You go see her on Yelp or just Google AlaleCameron.com. Did you get that, ladies and gentlemen out there? All right, here's the big announcement. Ladies, what day is today? What day is today?
Saturday.
No, it's Sunday. It's Sunday morning.
Is it right? Sunday morning.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
All right.
And with that, we're going to say goodnight. Enjoy your Super Bowl. And
go Eagles.
And have a designated driver.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And no revenge porn.
Kristen Harreld.
No revenge porn, folks. Do not.
Right. Kristen Harreld is available to be a designated driver.
I'm and, a designated drinker.
She's. We'll be the drinkers.
Bring wine,
you're the driver. Although I've hung out with Kristen a little bit. All right. Seriously, Stan Katzer, right. Talk Radio 79 KBC. A very special thank you to the amazing Alale Cameron and also our beautiful, brilliant Kristen Harreld. Thank you. Come back next week and go. I don't know. I'm not a big Patriots fan, but I don't want to get into sports. Thank you.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.